Like most indie filmmakers, Flagstaff Travis Holt Hamilton makes movies from a different perspective than Hollywood. But unlike almost any filmmaker, that perspective is a Native American one. His movies star Native actors and tell contemporary Native stories. KJZZ's Stina Sieg recently caught up with Hamilton in Phoenix during auditions for his latest feature.
Everyone's so quiet.
We're all nervous.
That's Travis Holt Hamilton.
So thank you for coming.
And spoiler alert, he's a white guy. Yeah, he stands out in this crowd of mostly Navajos, flipping through scripts in a sparse room attached to a fry bread restaurant. But Hamilton is used to it. He used to be a young Mormon missionary in the Navajo Nation. He was inspired to make a movie about everyday reservation life that did not rely on stereotypes. Turquoise Rose, about an urban Native American woman, was released in 2007.
And people start asking, when's the next one coming out? So we made another one. People were like, when's the next one? And so it's kind of snowballed into, well, people are wanting our film, so let's make another one.
And so he sort of fell into his niche. Now, Hamilton's working on his fifth film, a sci-fi flick. Like all his other movies, it's super low budget, as in under $15,000. And like his other movies, it might be shown on TV in Canada or on movie screens on reservations. Hamilton will probably bring it to tiny communities where he'll get reactions from crowds made up almost entirely of Native Americans.
We've had people stand up in the audience. One lady specifically was crying, thanking us for making a contemporary, a positive contemporary story that helps other people in the world see her culture the way that she sees it. And so you have things like that that you can't put a dollar sign value on.
Get down! Get down! I said get down!
Kent Smith is reading the part of a federal agent. He's one of about 24 Native Americans auditioning tonight. Smith was in Hamilton's last film, More Than Fry Bread, a cheeky mockumentary about a fictional fry bread competition. So is it weird to be directed in a Native American satire by someone who isn't?
Actually not. It's kind of comical because, you know, he being around Natives a lot, you know, just kind of goes with the flow and kind of knows when to pull back and knows, you know, how to not control but handle the large group, and basically knows how to have fun. So.
And Hamilton can portray his observations without perpetuating historical stereotypes. That's how Mike Clark, a San Carlos Apache, sees it. Clark's a classically trained singer who's never acted before. He says Hamilton's movies take a true life sliver of what it's really like to be Native American and make it funny. And Clark says Hamilton doesn't focus on all the regalia and dances that some movies do.
I like that he appreciates certain ideas about my heritage, and that's what I like, yeah. I think we have a connection in that sense.
Even though this is the first time they've met. Ephraim Yazzie is visiting from Chinle, and he owns all of Hamilton's movies on DVD. He says seeing More Than Fry Bread last year was a wake-up call that he could try more than construction work.
It got me into stand-up comedy. You know, I try to get in front of crowds and, you know, get used to all the people staring at me and laughing and making fun of myself. And, you know, it feels good when people, you know, watching you and they're like, oh, yeah, you're real funny. I really like your jokes.
Yazzie now goes by Lizard Chaser, at least on stage. He and the rest of tonight's cinematic hopefuls will find out if they've made Hamilton's cut in the next several weeks. But not before more auditions are held, from Shiprock, New Mexico, to the Yakima Reservation in Washington State. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.